can stick to words for a moment longer as we hear from Angie with the word of the month. This time it's remuneration, something which might be especially pertinent at the moment.
Word of the month.
Remuneration is a broad-based term that is meant to represent all the ways in which an employee is compensated for labour and his or her role within a company. This can include a variety of rewards, from cash wages to sales commissions and bonuses for performance, stock options, expense accounts, and the use of company assets, such as aircraft, cars, and housing. A salary, on the other hand, is a subset of remuneration and refers to a fixed payment for work or services that are provided on a regular basis. Both the terms salary and remuneration are ancient references that can be traced back hundreds of years in society, and they've generally retained their original meanings over time. The term remuneration stems from 1477 AD, and the original Latin word, remunerationem, which literally meant a repaying or reward for goods and services, often referred to payments for official city or government duties. The term salary is traced back to the later period of the Middle Ages, around 1350 AD to 1400 AD, and is derived from the Latin salary, which literally meant salt money. Compensation for regular employees in a company is often referred to merely as wages, as they are cash payments that are usually stripped of the additional employee benefits that remuneration includes. Employee incentives like performance bonuses and stock options are typically targeted at management or executive levels within the firms and are a key portion of total remuneration paid to these employees. Upper-level staff can also routinely receive fringe benefits, which are another key aspect of this. These include such benefits as various types of health and life insurance, retirement payments, care for children, as well as assistance in furthering education through tuition reimbursement.
Thank you, Angie.